correlation of global longitudinal strain with functional status of patients with left ventricular systolic dysfunction. Does gender difference exist? Two-dimensional echocardiographic assessment of the left ventricular ejection fraction by Simpson's biplane method is routinely used in clinical practice for patient management. The measurement of global longitudinal strain using speckle tracking echocardiography is a new method for assessing left ventricular systolic function with several advantages. There are very few observations regarding the correlation of 2D GLS with the functional status of the patients with left ventricular systolic dysfunction. Therefore, we aimed to evaluate the superiority of GLS over Simpson's method of LVEF in predicting the functional status of patients with moderate to severe LV systolic dysfunction, that is ejection fraction less than 40%, and to find out if any difference exists between male and female patients. Materials and methods: 50 patients of age 18 to 80 years satisfying the inclusion and exclusion criteria were studied over a period of 2 months. Simpson's method was used to calculate 2D LVEF. 2D GLS was assessed using an automated function imaging technique. The Minnesota Living with Heart Failure questionnaire was used to assess the functional status of patients. Results: correlation of functional status of patients was better with 2D GLS than 2D LVEF, although both were found to be statistically significant, and no statistically significant difference was found in observation between both genders. Conclusion: the correlation of functional status of patients with moderate to severe LV systolic dysfunction was better with 2D GLS than 2D LVEF. Further studies are needed to identify the gender differences in 2D GLS correlation with the functional status of patients with LV systolic dysfunction.